Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 359. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. So if you want to learn some new Android apps or maybe some you haven't heard of before, listen to the rest of this show. Let me introduce the co-hosts and we'll get into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. The boys are back in town. How are you doing?
You're talking about Eric?
Mr. Ardini roughed his way back from a camping trip slash court appearance in San Francisco.
That's right. The artichoke case was concluded. If you guys listened last week, that's where Eric was in court about an artichoke problem. And you can see by the background, he's actually still out there. But anyway, also introducing Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. Good to have you back, Eric.
You guys are all wrong. I was camping at Artichoke Island near San Francisco.
Is there really a place?
And I got salmonella.
Ah,
yeah, that's right, salmonella.
No, I was actually at a conference in Rock Island, nowhere near San Francisco.
Well, we were close.
Don't believe I ate any artichokes or I don't think I got any salmonella or any other diseases either. Well, we'll find out.
We gave it the old college try. We missed a little bit of the details.
I probably didn't give you any idea where I was going. You know, I'm shady like that.
I'm pretty sure you told us. Maybe you didn't.
I might not have. I think I did, but...
Yeah, who's counting? We're just happy you're back, safe and sound.
Glad to be back.
Yeah. You got new equipment, too. Eric is rocking a Focusrite Scarlett 2i2.
No, a Scarlett Solo.
Oh. Scarlett Solo. But
it's similar.
Which is actually my preference because I like compact devices. So, yeah. So he might sound a little different slash better than he's ever sounded before.
Yeah, and a different mic too. Not by choice.
Yeah, the mic he was using conked out on him. I think he blew it up somehow. But cool, man. Let's get into some apps. Let's talk about some applications. Let me start off with one.
Cool.
This is one my mom told me about.
Ooh. All right.
When it's my birthday or when it's a holiday, she sends me over text, SMS, sends me these pictures that are the absolute cheesiest things I've ever seen. And she uses this app called Face in Hole. And basically, they're all these overlays with holes cut out of things, faces, people, animals, anything. And you take pictures that you have in your phone and you kind of match up the face with the hole. And she just does all, she just goes nuts with the thing and makes all kinds of like heads on cats and stuff and just keeps sending them to me, sending. And I'm like,
heads of like your dad?
Yeah, you take like my dad's head and put it on a picture of a cat. If the cat, because the cat would have a hole in its face.
Yeah.
And so she does all that. And so on her birthday, I sent her my picture in a hole. So I had to download the app to get that done. But it's actually pretty nifty. I mean, it's hilarious because the pictures are, you know, of course, colors don't match up or anything. So it's obviously a face in a hole. But sometimes it's like scarily good. But it's just fun. And it's the cheese factor will get you some laughs, I think. And there's lots of like backgrounds and all kinds of stuff. And it's enjoyable, man. I had fun with it. Face in hole.
So once you put somebody's face in a hole, you don't have to use the app to share it. They don't have to both have the app. You can SMS the finished product.
Exactly. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. I think it just saves it as a JPEG or something and share it wherever you want. Via text messaging if you want.
I like the white wedding picture of the bride with a 5 o'clock shadow. That's a good one.
Oh, I don't have the page up as I was talking about it. Yeah, I don't even... Who's the developer of the app?
It is...
Face and Old
Lisbon Labs.
Okay. They might have some other cool stuff, too. I don't even know. But thanks, Mom, for this app suggestion. Put it to good use. By the way, she's a huge fan of Glimpse. Not to double up on an app. A huge fan of Glimpse. Every time I leave her... Because I live 2 hours away from them. And she always used to be like, call me when you get home. Like, once, no, I'm safe. Now I'm just like, I just glimpse her right before I leave. She just loves it. It's the best app for moms ever.
You're a good son.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Any, do you guys have any input or slash comments on Face and Hole or Glimpse?
Well, I would have had input to Face and Hole if you would have told me earlier, and I would have sent you a stupid picture. But yeah, this is the kind of app I'm almost afraid to put on my phone, because if I ever send one to my wife, I don't know, she might then discover it, and then it might become a problem.
Yeah, the name of the app, I can't say it really with a straight face. It's just ridiculous. So, that's it's good funny. Stuff. It's good stuff. Good fun. All right, Eric, why don't you go next?
Sure. Okay, this is kind of an attic app, but I'll tell you what. I brought this app a couple weeks ago. I think it was the last time I was on, and it is Minima Live Wallpaper, but I think right after the show, I went ahead and bought the pro version. I love this app, this background app. I didn't give it justice when I brought it to the show. It was really fresh in my phone that day. And I don't know if I'm ever going to change my background app ever.
I'm installing it right now. You got me jazzed about it.
I automatically have it change every 15 minutes or a half hour or something like that, so it's always fresh on my screen. I love the way the colors lay on top of each other, and then when you rest your finger on it, all the shadows goes away and everything becomes flat.
Really?
It's like it's got like all this depth until you lay your finger on the screen, and then it all becomes flat, and then it's so cool.
Damn, I wanna try it.
All the parallax works great. The designs are really cool. There was one that was like a nice Nexus 5, like the 5 they used to use for Nexus 5s. It was one of them the other day that I really enjoyed. I don't even mess with the colors or the settings of the parallax. I like it just the way they have it set up, but I do enjoy having it change all the time.
Oh, how often does it change?
I've got mine set, I think, to the fastest amount, I believe. It's always different, like every time I open my phone. But they're always good. There's never been one that's been like annoying in any way. Let me see if I can find how I've got mine set. I need to, the maker of this app's called Joko. I've got to get him on our show. I'm just really, really digging this.
Yeah, I just put it on. I'm rocking it to the Minima Action. Sweet.
I can't find the setting at the moment.
Don't worry about it, Eric.
Yeah.
That's totally fine. All right. Minima. Sounds awesome again.
Yeah, Minima Pro now.
Oh, Minima Pro.
It's on sale. It's 99 cents.
That's sale price?
May have paid more than that for it, I think.
Get out of here.
It seems like I might have paid $2, but.
Yeah. It's still worth it.
Yeah.
Cool. Good one, Eric.
Thank you.
Dor, you're up.
Yeah, this is very cool. Eric spoke about it very highly. I considered it, but didn't install it, so now I'm going to have to install it. That's all there is to it. First app I'm going to bring out here is actually some of the Over the Pond love being shared. It's just simple app. Hot UK Deals Official. Period. I get a fair amount of complaints for people when I mention something and I say something, and then it's not on Amazon.co.uk. It's only on Amazon.com, and they want exorbitant shipping prices kind of thing. So I'm trying to make a little bit of amends by letting them find some of their own deals.
Hottest deals over a community of 900,000 members voted as hot. Hot UK Deals Official.
Yeah, and it's from all kinds of different services. Amazon, eBay, Argos, Domino's, Sainsbury, I mean, all
What's
kinds.
What's Argos?
It's a place that sells Argos. I don't know. Argos, toys, home, and furnishings. Like Target, Walmart, maybe? Huh. I don't know. Well, no, I doubt.
Sainsbury's, Tesco.
I don't know.
Domino's. Yeah, it's just like Tesco, but.
Well, yeah, I doubt they would ever have a Walmart, so let me apologize for that, UK people.
What did they? You said Walmart?
Yeah, there's only one Walmart.
Yeah, they don't want a Walmart. They're so lucky they don't have Walmarts.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I scored at Walmart the other day. I rarely ever go in there. I might start going there more often. My Deal News app sent me there saying that, hey, you can get 2 bags of Kings for charcoal for $8. I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good deal. But you have to, you know, buy it in store. And I was all set. I was all ready for the fight, you know, to whip out my phone and show the people, hey, you need to give this to me because Walmart.com says. You know, I thought, you know, there's no way they're going to have the bags for that price in the store.
Yeah.
Well, I went in there. So I went in there and yeah, they got two bags of Kingsford charcoal shrink wrapped together for $7.98. Just ready to go. I'm like, all right. But then while I'm in there, I found some clearance aisles and they were getting rid of all kinds of great stuff for like a dollar.
I things never find good stuff in those clearance things. The things in there are so old.
This isn't the do you have like a major clearance aisle where it's like all clearance?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah, there's one of them.
Not that area.
Sometimes there's a rack up front, though, even. It's just got crap in it.
Yeah. This was way in the back by the paint.
Okay.
And there was three aisles in a row that had just like a little four-foot section at the end. Sorry, Dora. I'm sorry I'm boring you with my Walmart story, but I was excited to actually go in there and have a positive experience.
Well, you must not have talked to anybody.
Well, it all went downhill. I went a little over the edge and went to the snack bar and bought two rotisserie chickens. Got them home and both of them weren't cooked all the way. They were both like raw in the middle. So that, you know, for all the positive I got in back in the paint department, it got ruined by the deli.
So it's possible salmonella.
Ooh, yeah. That could have been. That could have been.
Honestly, anything that requires any amount of responsibility or personal health can be at risk. You putting any faith in a single, God bless you, I have to work for Walmart, I love you out there, but goodness gracious, don't ever put faith in them.
Yeah. I purposely avoid going, like, I will pay twice as much and go to Publix across the street to get stuff. Like, I don't like going in there just because it's just like, it's a little, and you know what, there's probably some good ones and some really good people there, but in my experience, there's too many babies crying and... Yeah.
Well, I don't go there because honestly, I feel like it is part of the downfall of American culture, society, economics, and livelihood. We demand to save so much money today that everything gets forsaken, including employees, employee morale, employee confidence, employee health care, employee pay, that I will happily go someplace else and pay more money than step foot in a Walmart. And that's sad to say because it used to be the quote unquote American company.
Yeah, yeah. I worked there twice back in the Bring It Home to the USA campaign.
So that's what happened to you.
Really?
Yeah. I worked there. And then I had a job where a new owner came in and he says, you know, you don't like the way I'm doing it, you can go sell shoes at Kmart. I'm like, you know what? I won't go sell shoes at Kmart, but I'm going to go back to Walmart. So then I was busting shoplifters at Walmart and I was walking around pretending I was a shopper. I was part of their loss prevention.
Really?
I had my own little office in the back. That was a good gig. It was a good gig. One of the best paying jobs out there. I had my own little office in the back. I wrote my schedule up for the month on my own. Nobody told me when I had to be there. It was kind of cool.
That is awesome.
It just, but like Dor said, there wasn't enough to raise a family on. I couldn't stay.
Yeah. Yeah. These jobs aren't really meant for that, I guess, but that's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool. All right. Oh, last thing on Walmart. I one of the things that bothers me is I always see people in the checking out with their carts just filled to the top with pure sugar items. Yeah. Like everything in there is just pure, made out of pure sugar. And I always feel so bad for that, the kids and that family. And like, they're just going to grow up with diabetes. And, it's just a shame. That's all right. Let's, move on to something more positive. And we're back to Eric for some more apps.
Word. My next app is called Word to Word Association. Word to Word Association. I don't know if this was a free app of the day. It doesn't seem to be free, or it doesn't seem to be costing anything on Google Play. But anyway, it's a word association game. You got one column of words on the left, one column of words on the right, and you just simply tap the words that go together in some way.
Like in this first screenshot, we got meat on the left and handgun on the right. Oh, no, right. It would be
those
meat.
Those two
eater.
Words wouldn't go together.
Oh, okay, my bad.
but it's tricky because that's the thing with this word association game. There are always ones in there that could go together, when you get to the end, you'll have a couple left that don't match. So then you got to go back and figure out which ones you match together that could have actually possibly went with another thing.
I see.
So it's not definitely
right.
You gotta, yeah.
Vitamin goes with supplement. Feisty goes with spirited. Okay, I get it. So meat doesn't go with positively. Okay, I get it.
Or
meat would go with eating.
Supplement.
absolutely could go with positively, and absolutely could go with the vodka. You know, but it could be either one, and you just got to make, you know, when the end comes, there was one that it had to go with.
Right. Meat meteorology. All right.
That's pretty good. Meteorology.
I like meat supplement. That's a good one. All right. That was a good door. That's pretty cool. I thought it was like, when you first said, I thought it was like the word-to-word association, like a group of people who have a membership.
They got a word-to-word card.
Yeah.
Some kind of,
you got like AAA handshake. And then word-to-word, you know.
They wear embroidered neckties with strange hidden.
Cool, man. I like this. This is like light, nice and light, and can be played in a line and such. It's a liner.
It's by Moki Bits.
Moki Bits. Awesome, dude. All right. Anything else on this one?
Yeah.
All right, Dor, you're up.
Okay. I will not lie. I recently saw this app, so no real time to play with it, but I'm quite interested to check it out. GIMP. Okay, first off, the name makes no sense. There's the first thing. GIMP Inkscape.
Were those two together before?
Never.
At all?
No. One is a bitmap / raster image manipulation app.
Raster.
And the other one is a vector graphics application. So the two names together make no sense.
Well, then what is this one?
I'm pretty sure, in hindsight, looking closer, if you will, even though I'm blind as a bat, this is really nothing more than a container, if you will, running on Android that can run, quote unquote, full GIMP inside of it.
And full Inkscape.
And full Inkscape. So this is kind of like, we actually had this a long time ago where it was LibreOffice completely inside of Android. But when you looked at it, you were like, it looks ridiculous. I'm like, well, maybe if you have like a 13-inch screen, it could work. Gotcha. So this is the same basic kind of thing. But they did do a couple more things to it where they actually allow you to have a default zoom mode and a default resolution. So it might help. But I still would heavily encourage 8+ inch screen, and in all reality, 10 maybe or more inch screen.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And I think then you mentioned something about also pressure sensitive when you're designing items in there. So if you use like the S Pen from Samsung or other high end styluses and screen combinations, it could detect that.
Yes.
Well, and I would expect then the preferred device would be like, I believe it's Samsung Tab is the bigger tablet with a real, and I don't want to say a real stylus because it's not a normal stylus. It's that S Pen that gives you the, I don't want to say hover technology, but you don't even have to touch it. As long as you're hovering, it will register that something. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. I think those were like the Samsung like Note 10, because I think the Notes are those are the ones that denounce that they have the pen with them because of the note. You can take notes.
Gotcha. Right. Well, I mean, everything I'm seeing, at least in the video, says only GIMP, not Inkscape.
Yeah, I know, but in the description it says both.
Huh.
It says two graphics editors ported from PC.
Yeah, screenshot too, it says it. Yeah, I think it's funny, ported from PC. I'll say if you are a graphics artist and you're in desperate need of an interface that you already recognize, then look at this. Anything else, probably don't look at this.
Yeah. They're good programs on an actual computer.
Yeah.
But I've been using Zara Pro Designer. Oh my gosh. And the reason I bring it up is because Zara is bitmap and vector built into one program. Nice. It's like Photoshop and Illustrator, or GIMP and Inkscape in one program, and it rocks. It's the easiest program I've ever used in my life. I make all my web pages. I make all my graphics. I make all my desktop publishing. And I think I make something else in it with one program. Best program ever. Most underrated and unpopular.
Maybe.
Not as popular.
Whoopi? Yeah. Do you have to manually think about it and switch between bitmap and no. vector? Or is it just goes nope. as needed?
Yeah. When you like pick if you a draw a shape, it's vector. If you draw a rectangle, it's vector. If you bring in a picture, it's a bitmap picture.
Okay.
If you turn your graphics into 3D and then want to make them into a bitmap, you just click on them and they become a bitmap. It's just, and you can make things 3D with like one button. It's the coolest program.
All right. What you got to say the name again, because I already forgot and everybody else is going to
want to know. It's Zara, X-A-R-A. They make a Zara photo and graphic designer is like the under $100 version. Pro designer includes like web. You could do upload to make your whole picture a website. I mean, it has web capabilities, desktop publishing and graphics and something else, just like bitmap. I don't know. All in one.
Animation.
So,
animation.
It even does animations. Not super complicated, but it doesn't. It is amazing.
Well, I think graphics, from what I see, because I don't touch this with my own hands kind of thing, it seems to me like graphics work is the most hinged on personal workflow. So if you meet the application that matches your mental workflow, it's like a match made in heaven, and then it's almost impossible to ever move off of that because it's you. It's, you know, just...
Yeah, that's totally true. And that applies for video editing software and music software. It's usually the first one you get used to, you stick with it. But it doesn't mean it's better or faster.
Right.
I mean, compare this to Photoshop. Photoshop can do probably more, but you got to like, the workflow sucks. You got to go into a menu, into another menu, and then you got to maybe right click on something. There's like too much admin. This is just like draw. Just draw. You're in there. You don't have to like do drop down after drop down after drop down. So. Beware of the industry standards.
Ding.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say that's your way of sticking it to the man.
It is, but I just picked the best program with no prejudice.
Yeah. All right. Ashamed. I use Adobe Acrobat Pro all the time.
You should be ashamed.
I'm using Microsoft Outlook at work. I know the feeling.
And that too. Yeah, I use that too. There's reasons I have to, Dor. There's no way around it for me.
I'll say this. There is a perfectly good reason to install and use Outlook in your business. That is to test the sanity of your employees. Because if they're even close to going off the edge, you give them Outlook, they will go off the friggin' edge.
It's not that bad.
It's bad. It's the only application in the history of application that is intended to cause issues the split second you install it. Because one of two things is going to happen. You install it and archiving isn't turned on, which is going to lead to a support ticket request saying, why? What happened to my emails? They're gone. How can they be gone? What do you mean they're gone? What do you mean archive isn't turned on? Or two, your archiving is going to be on and then you're going to get a phone call sooner or later saying, how come my computer's so slow? My Outlook won't work. It won't work. It won't work. Well, because your archive is now too big. It's the only application that's guaranteed a support ticket call the second you install it.
Wow.
I'm working with an Outlook install that has none of my emails prior to January of last year.
Nice.
For no reason. There's no good reason why I don't have them. They're just gone. And actually, since we're talking about Outlook, I noticed something today that they just threw in there, a free bonus. I now, in the top right corner of my Outlook, I have a little box that says apps, and it's got like a bright orange shopping bag. Like Microsoft looking apps thing. I didn't even click it. I don't even want to know why that's there. No.
You're using Outlook 360. I'm all old school.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We just did the 365. And that's when I lost all my emails. It's when we went from regular server to Hosted Exchange and everything.
Gotcha. I want Hosted Exchange.
That makes one of us.
When I'm answering my emails at home, I have to use webmail. What?
That makes one of us.
All right. Dor, you're up for the final app of the day.
Okay, final app of the day. Let's try to make it a little bit more lighthearted since we brought everybody down into a state of depression with Outlook and Adobe.
Hashtag FAOD.
Jeez, okay. To repeat Dennis Leary, this warms the cockles of my heart, even though I don't know where the cockles of my heart are.
They're right next to... No.
Don't go there. This is called Star Trek Trexels. only way I can put it, it's an extremely over pixelated Star Trek adventure. Kind of like a strategy. Actually, can't believe I said that word right. Strategy, adventure, I guess you would say. And it has Star Trek in it. So if you miss seeing people with red shirts die a lot, then this game might help you out.
It's interesting looking.
Mm-hmm. Just stupid fun. That's the best way I can put it.
And this is legit licensed from Star Trek?
Sure. maybe. Yeah. Could be. Why not? Sure it is.
It, sure, yes. I can imagine that it would
come
be.
Come on. Who hasn't heard of Yes Gnome LLC? Of course it is.
Yes Gnome.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Well, for it definitely looks like in the screenshots, some of the screens, they have to make them less pixelated to fit more in. But once they zoom in, the pixels come right back out. Interesting.
That's funny.
Pretty cool, dude. All right. Anything on this one, Eric?
No, I'm probably, it's not my type of game, I guess. No.
Yeah. Reminds me very much of Space Quest. That's what it reminds me of.
Mm. It looks it looks too hard for me.
Nah.
Too much stuff. Yeah, yeah. I don't even know what dilithium is.
How can it be too hard? Worst case, you'll die and start over.
It's a good point. What's the worst that could happen, Eric?
That's all I could do, really. Yeah. That's true. I might fall in love with it.
You might.
It might be worth it, yeah.
You never know. All right. Good games, fellas. Good show. Was it a game show?
Not really.
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna install it. Just you talked me into it.
Nice one. Now we know how to get Eric to install a game. You just say, "What's the worst thing that could happen, man?" All right.
Hold my beer and watch this. The worst thing you can do is die.
All right. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Next week, next show, we actually are going to read listener emails and such. I know we hinted at that and I lied about it last week, but I won't lie this week. So we'll see you guys on Wednesday for some email reading. Later.